2002, Mariano Rivera, the final, 42. The game, Baltimore Orioles 10, New York Yankees 3. At Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, attendance was 48,058. On Monday, April 1st, 2002, the weather, spectacular, 60s and breezy. Hall of Famers, Yankees manager Joe Torre, shortstop Derek Jeter, pitcher Mariano Rivera, and pitcher Mike Mussina. Yes, now a Yankee. Game highlights. For the second time in 13 years, the game's most decorated starting pitcher, Roger Clemens, was sent home from Baltimore on opening day on the losing side. In 1989, he had already hit the showers when the Orioles beat his Red Sox in 11 innings, although Cal Ripken Jr.'s three-run home run off Clemens in the sixth helped lead to the 5-4 win. The 39-year-old now Yankee had just won the sixth of his record 7 Cy Young Awards in 2001, but labored this afternoon, lasting just 4 1/3 innings, giving up 8 earned runs. The game also marked the first regular season Yankees game on their new cable channel, YES Network. Back in New York, viewers heard analyst Jim Cott's pregame description of the Orioles' anemic run production of recent seasons that coincided with the diminished role of now-retired Ripken. "For the last few years, they've had a low-cal offense," he told broadcast partner Michael Kay. "This year, they have a no-cal offense." At least for this one day, Cal's successor at third base, Tony Bautista, provided all the calories the Orioles needed, a grand slam off Clemens in the bottom of the fourth inning. The story. It seemed only fitting that the New York Yankees began their 100th season in the city from whence came the most famous player in franchise history, Babe Ruth. The Babe surely spent time as a boy in what was now center field of Oriole Park, where his dad once owned a saloon. Since the opening of Camden Yards, transplanted New Yorkers flocked to Baltimore from throughout the Mid-Atlantic whenever the Bronx Bombers were in town. Others enjoyed the 2.5-hour ride on Amtrak's Acela from Midtown Manhattan. My boss had bought a larger-than-usual bunch of tickets, knowing demand to see the visiting team would be quite high. I was happy to get just one. For my 33rd consecutive opening day, it seemed for the first time that the home team's fans might be outnumbered. When the relief pitchers emerged from the dugout for their walk to the left center field bullpen, thousands of fans in Yankee caps and pinstripes came to their feet and cheered, although a few heckled closer Mariano Rivera. Just 5 months earlier, Mo had blown the save opportunity in Game 7 of the World Series in the Arizona desert. Those few fans were quickly silenced by the overwhelming majority, who seemed more appreciative and respectful. The game's most dominant closer, Rivera, had led the majors in saves 2 of the previous 3 years and averaged 42 saves, remember that number, over the previous 5 seasons, during which time the Yankees won 4 American League pennants and 3 World Series. The more obnoxious few wondered what Mariano had done for them lately. On Rivera's back was something you didn't see too often in Major League Baseball anymore. Number 42. Only 5 years earlier, at an emotional ceremony in New York marking the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers, Major League Baseball took the unprecedented step of retiring his jersey number for all teams, for all time. Players wearing number 42 at that time, many in honor of Robinson, were allowed to wear it for the rest of their careers. And for the final 10 years of his Hall of Fame career, from 2004 to 2013, Rivera stood alone, an honor he took seriously and wore proudly. On April 15, 1997, the baseball world stopped, quite literally, to pay homage to the legacy of the man who in 1947 had the talent, courage, and self-control to become the first African-American invited to play Major League Baseball. After the 5th inning of a scoreless game, Commissioner Bud Selig, Robinson's widow Rachel, and President Bill Clinton took center stage at Shea Stadium where the Mets were hosting, who else, the Los Angeles Dodgers, in front of a national television audience. Selig led off with brief remarks and a bombshell announcement. Throughout its long history, Major League Baseball has operated under the premise that no single person is bigger than the game. No single person other than Jackie Robinson. In his life, and in the remarkable legacy he left for all Americans, Jackie Robinson was, and remains, bigger than the game. Jackie's entry into baseball 50 years ago today will forever remain baseball's proudest moment. In honor of Jackie, Selig continued, Major League Baseball is taking the unprecedented step of retiring uniform number 42 in perpetuity. Those players who currently wear 42, in tribute to Jackie, may continue to wear the number for the remainder of their careers. However, number 42, from this day forward, will never again be issued by a major league club. The stunned, capacity, mostly white crowd erupted with approval. Selig concluded, number 42 belongs to Jackie Robinson for the ages. It is hard to believe that it was 50 years ago at Ebbets Field that a 28-year-old rookie changed the face of baseball and the face of America forever, Clinton told the crowd. Even though on crutches, still recovering from knee surgery, he exuded a confidence we hadn't seen 4 years earlier at Oriole Park. Jackie Robinson scored the go-ahead run that day, and we've all been trying to catch up ever since. This anniversary has given us an opportunity as a nation to celebrate together the triumphs of the past and the social progress that has occurred, Rachel concluded. It has also given us an opportunity to reassess the challenges of the present. It is my passionate hope that we can take this reawakening and feeling of unity and use it as a driving force so that each of us can recommit to equality of opportunity for all Americans. Her words continue to resonate decades later. On the night of Selig's announcement in 1997, 13 Major League players still wore the number 42. Four of them took the number to new teams in the twilight of their careers, Mo Vaughn, Butch Husky, Jose Lima, and Mike Jackson. By opening day 2002, only four 42s remained, and 2 years later, only Rivera. That same year, Selig announced that April 15 of every season would be Jackie Robinson Day, and by 2009, all uniformed personnel in baseball would mark the occasion by wearing number 42. If Reggie Jackson hadn't changed his mind before the Yankees' 1977 season, the number 42 might not have been available to Rivera when he arrived. It would have been enshrined in Monument Park at Yankee Stadium, attached to Reggie's name. After Jackson signed with New York in November 1976, he announced he would honor Robinson and wear 42 in pinstripes. His proclamation drew rage from the New York media, especially those sympathetic to Yankee-hating fans of Robinson's Brooklyn Dodgers, who considered Jackson's gesture a sacrilege. Before the 1977 season started, he opted instead to honor the all-time home run king, Hank Aaron, who had just retired following the 1976 season. Reggie's number 44 was retired by the Yankees in 1993, 2 years before Rivera's Bronx debut. Rivera's jersey assignment was rather random. As a 25-year-old rookie who spoke very little English, the young Panamanian knew hardly any American or baseball history. It wasn't until his third season, upon learning of Selig's proclamation, that the Yankees' number 42 realized he had some homework to do.
I was really naive when it came to statistics, the people that had played the game, Rivera recalled to MLB.com's Mark Finesand in April 2020. I was just happy to play the game and do the best I could to help the team win. People were talking about Jackie making such a big move to retire the number, so I decided I better learn about him and understand what he was all about, what he did.
While acquiring historical context, Rivera also acquired a devastating cutter, a pitch that fooled opposing hitters for the next 17 seasons. He often called the sudden emergence of his cut fastball in 1997 a gift from God. A humble man of great character and faith, Rivera went about his business over the years without flash or fancy. He set all-time records for saves in the regular season, 952, and postseason, 42, that number again, starred in 5 World Series championship teams, and appeared in 13 All-Star games, earning the game's MVP honors in 2013. By announcing before the start of the 2013 season his plan to retire at season's end, it afforded each city he visited that summer the opportunity to plan special tributes, perhaps none more special than in Los Angeles. By now, Rivera was well aware of the storied Yankees-Dodgers rivalry. The two teams met in the World Series 6 times during Robinson's too brief 10-year career. As part of the pregame ceremonies, he heard from Rachel Robinson. "You have worn the number with class and dignity," she said, "and I believe you have added to the historic significance of that number. I'm sure that if Jack had seen you play, he'd have been proud to have had his number worn by you. Although," she added with a smile, "he probably would have wanted it to be for a team other than the Yankees." 5 years later, Rivera became the first baseball player in history to earn the vote of 100% of the Hall of Fame electors, arguably the greatest of the all-time greats. As he was getting ready to join Robinson in Cooperstown, Rivera talked with ESPN about his acquired respect for the other 42.
"The legacy of Mr. Jackie Robinson to me was something special. You know, me being a minority, someone coming from Panama, and what he did for us, to remain firm in the belief that what he was doing would be something special. I took that real serious. I took that as a challenge. It was a blessing. It moved me to always do my best so I can make Mr. Jackie Robinson proud of me. That was my challenge. I wanted to do whatever it takes to keep the legacy that Mr. Jackie Robinson left us." For the box score and play-by-play, visit openingday5050.com.